You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Dog Pound. Nathan Zagura back with you here alongside my man, Matt Wilhelm. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. That was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, earlier. But we want to remind you to visit Arby's for an exclusive Cleveland Browns Dog Pound Cup for a limited time only while supplies last. Arby's!
They have the meats.
We have the meats. Yes, indeed. So, Matt, sounds like Mike Pettine not sure if Joe Hayden, Tashawn Gibson, Craig Robertson will be back this week, all not practicing. They're going to get their first look at Charles Gaines in a while, Glenn Winston as well, off of that pup list. Rob Housler could be out this week. We might see the debut of Bibtacular.
That's right.
Against the Rams. I like that.
I do, too. I think, yes, Hayden in the protocols, you know, he probably has 48 hours as of, you know, Friday, about this time before they hit the practice field. I think both Hayden and Tashawn Gibson, most likely Hayden, as predominantly everyone in concussion protocol misses 1 week. Luke Kuechly, I know, missed two, but he's going to be right on the cusp of being healthy or not. But again, it's the protocol. It is what it is. And in past history, I know that a high ankle sprain, which Tashawn Gibson is struggling with right now, is in fact a true 2 to 4 week injury. You'd like to have those guys back, but of all weeks, focus on the front seven, that 8-man box, and stopping Todd Gurley should be your focal point, because I believe Pierre Desir, Tremont Williams, Jordan Poyer, and Dante Whitner can get the job done against these St. Louis Rams.
You stole my thunder right there. I honestly, this is a week, really the back end of the defense, obviously it matters, but it doesn't matter that much. This game is going to be all about stopping or trying to stop Todd Gurley. You look at this team, they don't have a single wide receiver on the team
with 200 yards.
With 200 yards receiving, okay? Let's just put that in perspective. They don't have a single wide receiver on their team with 200 yards receiving. Nick Foles is completing 16 passes a game. That is the lowest number in the NFL. This is not a passing team. This is a team that's going to turn around and they're going to hand the ball off to Todd Gurley. And how special is Todd Gurley? He's got 55 carries on the year. He's averaging 5.7 yards a carry. If you were to add up the two players that played in place of him while he was gone, their yards per carry of Benny Cunningham plus the yards per carry of Trey Mason, they're at 5.4.
Wow.
Combined. Todd Gurley has been special. And when this game is all said and done and it's all set in stone, it is going to be all about, can the Browns shore up their weakness against the absolute strength of the Rams? Because that is the only chance. Todd Gurley, by the way, 152.5 yards, 6.2 yards a carry the last 2 weeks. The Browns have allowed more runs of 40 yards than anybody in the NFL. Three. They're second at runs of 20 or more yards. That's eight. Okay, think about those numbers. 8 and 3. Todd Gurley's really only played two games in the NFL. He already has five runs, of 20 or more yards, and two runs of 40 or more yards. Those are second and first in the NFL, respectively.
The in
guys
two
played
games.
Two games.
Yikes.
This is the ultimate strength versus weakness, and the only way the Browns are going to be able to win this game is if they are able to slow down Todd Gurley.
And you bring up a great point, and that's exactly where I was going to go. With a guy like Todd Gurley, as blessed as he is, and a team like the St. Louis Rams who are all in to get him his touches and ride his back to potential victory, you're not going to stop a guy. You're not going to stop a guy. But what you can do is limit a guy like that. You know, limit his runs that do in some cases break through that first wave by taking proper angles and tackling and getting him down for a 12-yard gain as opposed to him breaking a tackle and making it a 30-yard gain or a 40-yard gain, because this guy is special. And to think that last November, less than a year ago, is when he got hurt. And just imagine what this guy is potentially going to be able to do a year from now, as we've seen out of Travis Benjamin, a year removed from his surgery or a year removed from the season after his surgery.
And this is why it's so important. You hit the nail on the head, Wilhelm. Todd Gurley has five runs of more than 15 yards this year.
Right.
They have accounted for 180 yards.
How does that happen?
Because when he busts it, he busts it. His other 50 carries have gone for 136 yards.
Was that less than three a carry?
Just over 2.5 a carry.
Right.
But he's averaging 5.7 because of these big ones. The Browns, if there ever was a game where you needed to eliminate the chunk run,
yes,
it is this game. Because if you do that at 2.5, 2.6 yards a carry, you're looking at a lot of third and fives for Nick Foles, and that is not Nick Foles' forte.
It is not.
Not with this receiving core, not with this offense.
And I take no Hayden, no Gip. I take Tremont Williams, Pierre Desir, and Kaywan, and our safeties, Poyer and Whitner, covering up their skilled players on the outside in a third and five situation any day of the week.
Absolutely. And on Gurley, 57% of his seasonal yardage has come on five runs, the five chunk runs. Nobody in the NFL has a higher than 44% of their yards coming on chunk runs. This guy is a home run hitter, and the Browns need to take that out of there. They need to push the fences back. They need to turn the fans on, blow the ball back in, no home runs.
They need to get, you know what? They need to get bodies around the ball. I don't want to see, you know, a runner on Pierre Desir out the back door in a one-on-one situation, because a good runner is going to make that guy miss. Or he's going to take that 6-yard run and turn it into an 11-yard run by dragging you and waiting for another defender to come help you. We need to get hats on the football in this week and gang tackle Todd Gurley.
I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of, honestly, I think you're going to see a lot of 8 guys in the box, 0 coverage, and just playing man-to-man everywhere else.
And on the back end, as I said, it's feast or famine because you're playing 0, but I will take our playmakers defensively over theirs on a consistent basis.
The scary part about it, though, talking to Adrian Peterson, he's like, I love 8-man boxes. He's like, because I know I'm going to get through at least once or twice a game, and when I do, I'm gone.
No one's catching them.
Nobody's catching them.
And it's the same case in Gurley's.
Yeah. Bottom line is they have got to get it done in this one, or they have no chance to beat the St. Louis Rams, and that's a fact, because if they get behind, then you have an opportunity. They're going to come after you, Donald. Quinn, Long. They have pass rushers out the wazoo there with this St. Louis Rams defense. This is going to be a game that the Browns need to get out early. They need to start fast, and they need to do the best job that they possibly can do and that they have done all year, because they haven't done a good job of it. I mean, you look at the numbers. The Browns, Gurley's averaging 5.7 yards a carry on the season. The Browns are giving up 5.2. Gurley's average in the last 2 weeks, 152 yards. The Browns are giving up a league-high 144 yards to running backs this season. This is, or 148, I'm sorry. This is the ultimate test.
It is. And there's so much other game that's going to happen around this matchup between our defensive front and stopping Todd Gurley. But if you win that battle, I like our players and our scheme, as flawed as it seems sometimes through 6 weeks, over what the St. Louis Rams have going on.
It's Nick Foles, and they don't have a passing game, but they can run the football, and they can play very good defense. This is a game, this really is going to test what the Browns are about, because at the beginning of the year, and now 6 games in, it's shown that that's not what they're about yet, but this is the game where they need to be what they said they were going to
be,
because this game is going to be controlled at the line of scrimmage on both sides, stopping their great defensive line for our offensive line, and then trying to slow down Todd Gurley with our defensive front.
And I really do feel like, now, as you mentioned yesterday, with the string of running backs that we have coming the next 5 weeks, if there were ever a time, and experiment is the wrong word, if there were ever a time to tweak something and use it, this as an opportunity to get it right and change the trend that we have being ranked 32nd in the league, now is the time. Because if you create that template and make that tweak this week, and you limit Todd Gurley, then you can limit Le'Veon Bell, and you can limit Justin Forsett, and you can limit what the Cardinals do with Chris Johnson out of the backfield as well. You're not going to stop anybody. You're going to limit them, and now is the time to make that tweak. Because if you go in saying, well, we're close, and if we get everybody doing their job, there's a flaw. There's a kink in our system. There's a kink in our hose right now. There's something that is wrong. If you fix that and make a tweak, because you have to go all in to stop the run this week, And it wins for you, it can win for you next week, and it can win for you throughout our division play as well.
Absolutely. It is going to be critical. It is Wednesday, so it is time for the mailbag today. You can tweet us your questions at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35 at Browns underscore daily. Use the hashtag AskCBD. We will talk with Matt in just a little bit about the pros and cons about being in a dome, what that changes for players in these games. We're going to hear from Robert Turbin. We're going to go around the league at 2:30 as well. We're going to take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. All of that and much, much more when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.